The gift of a sword, even a sword as fine as Longclaw, did not make him a Mormont. Nor was he Aemon Targaryen. 3 times the old man had chosen, and 3 times he had chosen honour. But that was him. Even now, John could not decide whether the Maester had stayed because he was weak and craven, or because he was strong and true. Yet he understood what the old man had meant about the pain of choosing. He understood that all too well. Tyrion Lannister had claimed that most men would rather deny a hard truth than face it. But John was done with denials. He was who he was. John Snow. Bastard. An oathbreaker. Motherless, friendless, and damned. For the rest of his life, however long that might be, he would be condemned to be an outsider, the silent man standing in the shadows who dares not speak his true name. Wherever he might go throughout the 7 kingdoms, he would need to live a lie, lest every man's hand be raised against him. But it made no matter. So long as he lived long enough to take his place by his brother's side and help avenge his father. He remembered Rob, as he had last seen him, standing in the yard with snow melting in his auburn hair. John would have to come to him in secret, disguised.